injuries. Alex Smith has a concussion. Billy Winn left the game with a concussion as well. And then Jaquay Parker, a foot sprain. So we don't know the extent of any of those injuries at this point. But I think those are reported to you upstairs, so we'll just take it from there. I think when I look at this game, once again, the Browns played extremely hard. I mean, I think that's fair to say. I'm proud of my guys. I thought they did a hell of a job of playing hard. Now, we gave up some big plays that in the end probably was the difference, because there's plays that are made on both sides. You know, I thought somehow, you know, I think the penalty things crept up. And again, I don't want to talk about it in detail. And then, you know, we had one turnover. We had the fumble. You know, fortunately, in that situation there, we got the ball back and they didn't get any points off it. And so we recovered from that. And then we actually did score 7 points off of a turnover. So there were some things that were good. But again, I think you got to temper your comments on what's good when you lose a game, especially a hard-fought division game on the road. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Last week, Sheldon Brown,
Yeah, we had Buster in there, and that's all I'll say. He's Sheldon. Sheldon was fine. We played Buster. That's what we did.
Coach, how encouraged were you with Brandon's performance today?
Yeah, I thought Brandon did some things better. And as a coach looking at it, there were still some areas where he can improve, I thought. But he's learning some things about how a check down can help you. You know, a short – we were trying to throw the ball down the field, and then he checked the ball down to Trent Richardson. And he got in the end zone. Good choice, you know. So he's learning some things. And I think he made some progress today as a quarterback in the NFL. You know, and I think but we still didn't do enough to win. So I think that's where I'll stop there.
In the first half, Pat, shortly after Lewis went for it on fourth and short from around midfield, you were at the 44 and you elected not to go for it.
My choice. My choice. Because I thought punting the ball there was the right thing. I'm not Marvin Lewis, and it worked for him. And us punting the ball worked for us. Fair enough. I mean, we can go through. Let's take out the play-by-play, and let's all just go through each decision. I'd be happy to do that.
The punt return they had for a touchdown.
Yeah, I think I counted it on the replay. You know, give or take one or two, I think we had 6 missed tackles, right? Anybody see anything different? And that's just what I saw on the field. So nothing wrong with the scheme, nothing wrong with the punt. We just got to get the guy on the ground. And those, you know, as we know, those are when those things tip over, you look back on the game, and then it's easy to go back and say, okay, that was the difference. But there was a lot of football to be played after that. Let's make no mistake. A lot of football. Just like when Obi fumbled the football, we found a way to not make it hurt. All right? And I think that's an important thing.
Can you say the trend you expected to see when you talked about the improvements week 1 to week 2?
A lot better than last week, for sure. Would you guys all agree? I think he's a competitive guy, and you can see now he played the whole game. Yeah, you noticed I kept Obi up, Chris Obi and I on third downs. And I think he caught 7 balls. He's got good hands. He's good in protection. That's why I kept him up. And I think he had an impact on the game as well.
The impact of not having Joe first game, you don't have him. Obviously, when you're talking about some of the big plays.
Yeah, that's easy to point to, you know. But you know, Joe could have had an ankle injury. You know, I don't want to use that as an excuse. You know. But
he wasn't there,
sure, sure. No, I'm with you on that. I mean, you want all your guys there. You know, I think that's fair to say. But when they're not, then, of course, the guys that play behind them have to do a good job.
Your thoughts on Buster?
Yeah, he battled. He battled against a very fine receiver at times. You know, and I think it's safe to say that AJ is going to get his plays. I thought Hawkins did a nice job. I mean, they've got some very talented skill players that let's give them a little credit now. They did a good job of they created some big plays, you know. We had Andy Dalton sacked, and then he throws one over the middle, and then it turned into a big play. You know, so, you know, those are the things that happen. You just have to find a way. Whether you're a young team, a medium-aged team, or an old team, you got to find a way to overcome them. And just keep playing. To the players' credit, they did a good job of getting the ball back. And I knew we needed two scores, so we needed to make a play to score, one way or the other, and then we needed to get the onside kick to be in position to score again. So that's why I took the points there, which was, I think, the right thing to do.
What did you see on the play aggression being challenged?
I thought he bobbled it. Anybody see it? What'd you guys think? Well, I think in that point too, you have to, you know, at that point you have to challenge that, because that's a significant game situation. Because if it goes our way, and the views that we saw told us that he, you know, bobbled it and the foot out of bounds and all that business, you have to, because it's fourth down, they're punting the ball. I've got one timeout left, and we're on the other side of the 2-minute warning. No, I mean, no.
How about the Gwell?
I'll watch it tomorrow.
How about the Gwell's getting the second interception in as many
games? Yeah, yeah. I think he had another good game. I think he had three sacks as well. So, you know, he's at it. He's as advertised. You know, you've been hearing me talk about him for 18 months now, and I didn't even know him for the first six. You know, and so he's a great leader. He's an inspiring player, and he's finding a way to be productive, and that's a credit to him.
Is there always some concern with rookie quarterbacks and how they're going to respond to the kind of game we even had last week? And if you weren't concerned, why not?
I guess I wasn't concerned because I believe in our process of how you get them ready to play. And I've seen really good quarterbacks have bad games at all stages of their career. And I've seen guys bounce back. And I watched the way he prepared this week. I think he really learned a lot last week about, and I wouldn't say it's all preparation, but how this thing works, this thing, getting ready to play a game. And I think you have to go through it, you know. You know, some of these guys go through it, and I'm not saying he didn't prepare well, but I do think he prepared better this week. And I think that's something for him to build on. You know, there's some of these guys that play in college ball. And really, let's face it, some of these big-time programs, you know, they can get off the bus and win six games. You know, as we know, everything in this league is challenged, from the receivers to the running back to every word I say, right, to every question you ask. Everything in this league is challenged, and that's just the way it works. And I think there's a way to prepare that these guys have to learn. They just have to learn it. That's fair. That's fair. And so you try to get him as much work as you can, and then you put him out there, you know, and then no panic, no anxiety. You just go play. And I think that's – I'm proud of these guys. I mean, they fight their fanny off. And some of these guys, heck of – some of them don't even shave yet. You know, I mean, there's some very young faces out there, and they fight, and they play. And I want them to have the success of that winning brings, which I think they're going to get here very soon.
Is that just the product of Dalton extending the play long enough where he can play? Or is what's Wade's culpability there? He was on him.
We're assigning blame here?
No, I'm just asking you, or is it more of
that? Right. That was a joke. All right. All right. It's my fault. No, I think what happened there is it's a very dangerous situation when you're playing a zone. And we were in pretty much a zone coverage. And we got great pressure on Dalton, and he's out of the pocket. And then there's rules about ways guys scramble and where they go and, okay, am I going to attack the quarterback or stay in my zone? And he did a good job of finding a guy in his zone. And then what we need to do is tackle him. We need to get him on the ground. Okay, they made a play. They got a little chunk of yardage. Get him on the ground. And I think that's the important coaching point there, because sometimes that happens. We made a couple plays scrambling around. Then you don't want to make a bad situation worse by then missing tackles.
I think this is a little bit, like, you know, I was thinking about the offense that might look like with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, they both had pretty good production. And, you know, Whedon, there was a couple plays I didn't recognize that ended up being good plays. You know, you call it look like, you know, in fact, I'm talking with Brad. I said, Brad, I didn't recognize that play, but good job, you know. I mean, because guys just, you know, they find a way. It happens a little bit. The big thing I told them was the difference between average, good, and great is their habits. And I think they've developed some good habits, and they got to continue to keep going that direction. And if we keep our habits good and keep preparing, that we're going to be there soon and then in the end. I think that's the important thing because it's all about the process. This game's over. Now we're already into our new process, you know. We're singing a national anthem. I told one of the one of the players next to me. And I didn't even look at him. I said, "Boy, game day never gets old. Really, it doesn't. It's what we all point toward. Now that game day's over, the process is where we got to get back into it. We just do, and that's why we circle the wagons. Unfortunately, although you guys write beautiful stuff, we don't read it. We don't listen to it. We just forge ahead, and I think that's the message for them."